When one sex offender moves into a neighborhood, another is likely to follow. Sometimes even two or three more follow, and that's what has some home buyers and sellers concerned in neighborhoods across the country. That's according to findings from a study conducted by several Longwood University professors. Dr. Benny Waller is one of those professors.
And specifically, what we have tried to gauge is how these sex offenders might impact marketing outcomes of residential real estate, specifically selling price and time on market or marketing duration.
The study finds that when an offender moves into a neighborhood and if others follow, a kind of tipping point develops.
The concept of tipping, it really comes back from discriminatory practices in real estate where after so many of a certain race or class were to move into an area that it would really cause people to start selling and moving out of the area, blockbusting.
By definition, blockbusting is an illegal method of manipulating homeowners to sell or rent their homes at a lower price by falsely convincing them that racial, religious, or other minorities are moving into the neighborhood.
The manner in which we examine it is the fact that the impact it has on the selling price or marketing duration of one sex offender living nearby and the impact it has of two and three. And really, we mean it from a perspective of the economic impact. At what point should a home buyer or seller be cautious and conscious of whether or not they should buy or whether or not they should sell in order to protect themselves in terms of the economic impact that it might have on them?
While Dr. Waller would rather not specifically disclose where the study was conducted, he does say the area is a mid-size market in central Virginia and includes nearly 20,000 real estate listings between 1999 and 2009. In other words, a typical mid-sized city and not a distressed or racially charged community as many would expect.
We tried very hard to control for neighborhood effects using census block groups and other econometric techniques to control for low income or various economic impacts that might have. So we did control for that. And even after controlling for the neighborhood, it was still a negative effect.
On average, it takes 52 more days and 47% longer for houses to sell in that neighborhood.
The general finding is that as more sex offenders congregate, the longer it takes for the property to transact. And the concept is analogous. I think many people might be able to relate it to foreclosure. When a first foreclosure happens in the neighborhood, it's bad. But as two and three and four happen, it just gets really, really bad.
I'm Lisa Fenderson.